Well, out on the water and nearby here in Grand Marais is Mark Vinson. He is the chief scientist aboard the U.S. Geological Survey's Lake Superior Biological Station. That's a ship called the Kayai, K-I-Y-I. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm fine. How are things on the water?
It's pretty foggy this morning. Do you hear our foghorn in the background there?
No, we have a soundproof studio. We only hear the snow plows go by.
No. We're about a half hour out of Grand Marais. We left at 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm. Where are you headed?
Foggy, but it's calm.
Ah, where are you headed?
We're headed to Ontonagon, Michigan today.
Oh, okay. So
we'll be sampling three sites along the way, and we'll be collecting some fish and some...
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. We talked with one of your shipmates a couple of weeks ago about sort of the daily life on the ship. But as the chief scientist aboard the ship, what do you do? I mean, what kind of fish do you collect, and what do you look for?
So right now, we just started yesterday our summer offshore survey. So we are sampling 35 sites in the offshore region of Lake Superior, both in Canadian and U.S. waters. And those sites are spatially distributed across the lake. And we're collecting so deep water fish. All these sites are greater than 300, 400 feet down, all the way down to 1,000 feet deep. So the deepest parts of the lake we sample on the survey. And we catch Siskoyot lake trout, Kayai, which our ship is named after, mm-hmm. and deepwater sculpin, and a few other types of whitefish occasionally.
Well, at that depth, how do you catch fish?
We trawl across the bottom with what's called a bottom trawl net, and so it's a big net that's pulled behind the ship, and it goes along the bottom mud, and it if any fish in the way, it scoops up.
Uh-huh. And what are you looking for in particular? I mean, I imagine you've been doing this. The process has been going on for a number of years. So, I mean, are you keeping track of some particular conditions or incidents or what?
Yeah, what we would like to keep track of is recruitment. So how many new fish are being recruited into the population. And we also look at age and growth and sex ratios, different measures to look at the health of the population. And then we also collect data on the lake itself, what are called the limnological conditions, so mm-hmm. water, temperature, water clarity, dissolved oxygen, pH, things like that.
How's the lake doing?
The lake's doing really well. I think this cold winter has brought some of the fish back to normal, perhaps, because 2 years ago we had one of the warmest years on record, and then this past winter we had a really cold, cold year. And the fish look real healthy this year. They're nice and fat. So if you're a fish and you're fat, that's a good thing. Not like humans.
Especially if you're down that depth of water. That's got to be pretty cold down there.
Yes, it is. even on the surface now, the water is less than 40 degrees still.
It is. Yeah, this has not been a warm spring. But I know that when our Matthew Brown here talked to with one of your crew, maybe the captain yesterday, he said that it had been pretty flat and hot, but today is not a hot day.
No, today's nice out there. You know, just because it's calm and I mean mm-hmm. it's foggy, but it's nice. Yeah.
Now, have you got a regular lab on board the ship, so that when you take these species up from the bottom net, is there a regular procedure you go through with them?
Yep, we identify them all and we measure their length and we weigh them. And then for some of them, we'll take aging structures, scales, and what's called an otolith, which is their ear bone. Mm-hmm. And these structures lay down rings, just like rings on a tree. And so you can
really
count the number of rings, and so we can tell how old they are. And based on how far apart the rings are, we can look and see what years they grew really well and what years they didn't grow quite so well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we try to relate that back to the physical condition. So was it a long winter or was it a short winter? Was it warm or cold? Did there appear to be lots for them to eat or not as much to eat?
You must have quite a database. You must have quite a database to work
from. Oh, yeah, we have a lot of data. Because, you know, the the actual sampling season on Lake Superior is not that long because of our long winter. So we sample about 6 months, and then the ship's iced in Ashland, Wisconsin, and then we spent 6 months pouring over the numbers trying to make sense of them.
Okay, so you're headed toward Ontonagon, and where do you go from there?
Then we go on to Houghton, and then across to Isle Royale, and then come back to the east side of the Keweenaw and do Grand Marais, Michigan, Sault Ste. Marie, and then up the Canadian coast over by Michipicoten Island. And then we'll come all the way back around, and we'll be in Grand Marais again on July 22nd.
July 22nd. Well, maybe we will talk to you on the 22nd or so, okay?
Oh, that would be lovely.
And you can tell us what you found out. That's fascinating about the rings in that ear structure. We all know, obviously, because of all the trees we have here, about tree ring research, but that's fascinating. Glad to talk to you. We've been speaking with Mark Vinson. He's the chief scientist aboard the U.S. Geological Survey's Lake Superior Biological Station, known as the Kaiai. Talk to you again soon. Have a good voyage, sir.
All right. Thank you. Enjoy your summer.